two questions. First of all, the United States ICBM, the intercontinental ballistic missiles, cause a nuclear war by accident? Second question, would the United States then therefore be willing to limit them or to scrap them? First, answer to the first question, yes, they can cause it by accident. This has almost happened in the past. It hasn't happened, so the fact that it hasn't happened is a good sign. Recently in the United States, one of the generals announced that if Trump ordered him to fire the intercontinental ballistic missiles, that he would not do this, which is an indication of lack of confidence in the president among the military people. The second question, is the United States going to do anything about it? The answer is no, not under Donald Trump. Donald Trump has shown himself completely committed to what many people are saying is simply an obsolete military technology. He seems to be lost in a technological time warp sometime back in the late 1970s. No recognition of the state of military technology, the fact that some of this technology has become obsolete, no sense of negotiating out of this position, no sense of the reality of the situation. So no, it's not going to happen. What I should say is the United States military industrial complex, because what you have here are large numbers of people who are getting money for producing these things. There are congressional districts that fight each other over these military contracts so that they can land their military contract in their particular district. The F-35, the new jet, is a classic example of a political weapon. It is basically something that was created by all sorts of, according to all sorts of parameters, according to all sorts of needs, some of which have nothing to do with the military whatsoever. So what you're talking about here is not something that one man can change unless there's a complete change of mind on the part of the United States. And that's not going to happen under this administration as far as I can see. Donald Trump seems committed to all of the failed policies in the past. Now, to give him credit, he seems to be willing to disengage from Syria now in a way that is rational by working out some type of agreement. But other than that, he seems to be committed to the same policies that have gotten us into the mess in the world as it exists today.